and forever. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to Numbers chapter 15. Numbers chapter 15. Numbers 15, we'll start in verse 27. Numbers 15 and verse 27. And Brother Jim, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity to be here today. We ask that you would speak to our hearts now through your word. We thank you for the freedom we have to continue to work. And Father, we do pray for these that need your help this morning, that you would lift them up and strengthen them. Father, now as we look into your word, we ask that you would open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As you hold your place here in Numbers 15:27, if you could jump over to Psalm 9, Psalm chapter 9, and verse 17, Psalm 9:17. The Bible says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that what? Forget God." This morning we're talking about a ribbon of remembrance, a ribbon of remembrance. And we have forgotten God in our nation, and the reason we've forgotten God in our nation because we've forgotten God in our own individual lives and homes. So let's go back to Numbers chapter 15, verse 27. The Bible says, "And if any soul sin through what? Ignorance. Then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly, when he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. He shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he hath despised," what? "The word of the Lord, and hath broken his commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him." So that's stated there. A soul that sinneth ignorantly, someone that did not know, that's what the Bible said. Well, that person sins. But the person that sins, verse 30, presumptuously, that's a different story. One having known what God says and turns from it and sins anyway. So now we have an example, verse 32. "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day, and they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely," what? "Put to death." Why? Because he sinned presumptuously. He knew the word of God, but he disobeyed it. "All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of" what? "Of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and" what? "Remember." Remember all" what? "The commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto the Lord, holy unto your God." I could use about four young men. Can I have four ambitious young men? Okay. Two of you hand those out to everybody. And we talked about a ribbon of blue. So if you two could divide those up and hand one ribbon, you dropped one there, to everyone. Hopefully there's enough. Okay, if you use two more young men, volunteers. Okay, two more. Did I use up all the young men? Could I have two middle-aged men? Okay, now we have a middle-aged man coming here. All right. Could we have one more middle-aged man? Here comes another middle-aged man. Praise God. Okay. If you could divide up them, and we need to give every person one of those stickers. Okay. Actually, I don't know if there's enough quite, Graham, but why don't you give everyone at least two to start off with? Actually, they're just handing out one ribbon. Just give everyone one. How's that? Okay. Okay, just as fast as you can. That's probably divided up enough. Okay, try to give every person one of those. Now, when you receive one of those tiny little sticky things, if you could peel off one side of it and put it on the back side of the ribbon. Okay. Okay. And unless you have long fingernails, you may be working on this the rest of the time, and I don't really want that to happen. So what I want you to do when you get it done is if you could put your little ribbon like this, only probably straighter than I did. Okay, so I put my name on it there, and I've got a couple markers, but we've only got two markers, so if you could stick your little ribbon to your name tag, which if you have something to write with, put your name on it. Okay. Okay. So I've stuck mine on my coat here, so you've probably seen the military uniforms, especially probably the dress uniforms, where you have, like my father-in-law had gotten a Silver Star. Well, they have the actual medal, but they also have like ribbons that symbolize that, the color combination and so on. And so he had that on his uniform. Some servicemen you will see across their whole chest is colors. All of those stand for battles they've been in or military awards that they have won. And they're all symbols of remembrance. And with God here, he wanted them to put a ribbon of blue on their garments. And it was after this young man had disobeyed the scripture and he died over it. And so God said, put a ribbon of blue on the fringe of your garments so you'll remember the word of God and we'll keep it, we'll do it, we'll obey it. And so as we think about that today, about the scriptures, we need to remember the scriptures. All of us need to work on memorizing the word of God. Because if we don't know what it says, then we're probably not going to be obeying it. And so we need to know what the Word of God says. Notice with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We encourage everyone to try to read through the Bible in a year or more if you can, but don't just speed read it because that's not going to help. But in 2 Timothy 3, in verse 16, each of us need to know what the Bible says so we can please God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. Inspiration means God breathed. Have you ever had someone talking to you and asking you to do something and And you were not paying attention. So they said, am I just talking into the air? Have you ever heard someone say that? Well, God, when God breathed out his word, God wants us to obey it. He wants us to know what it says. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. How many of you ever need to be corrected over something? Yeah, we all need correction. That's what the word of God is, partly to us, for instruction in righteousness. Have you ever had something, bought something, and you were in the middle of putting it together, and you thought, I don't need those instructions, and then suddenly you decided you did need the instructions? Have you ever been there and done that? The scripture, we need the scriptures to instruct us in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, why did God choose blue, a blue ribbon, to remind God's people about the scriptures? Let's go to Exodus 28. Exodus chapter 28. Exodus 28 and verse 31. Exodus 28, 31. I think the reason God chose blue was because the basic robe of the priest was blue. Exodus 28, 31. And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue. And there shall be an hole in the top of it. In the midst thereof, it shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath, upon the hem of it, thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. So the basic color of the priestly robe was blue, and then all these other colors were put upon it as well. And I think God had them put a ribbon of blue on their garments because it would make them think of the priest. And so why would that make them think of the word of God? Well, let's go to Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7. Malachi 2 and verse 7. The Bible says, for the priest's lips should keep what? Knowledge. And they should seek what? The law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. So I think that's why God had them put that ribbon to blue, to make them think of the word of God, is because that the priestly robe, the basic color of it was blue, and they were supposed to go to him to learn the word of God. Well, so we're thinking about ribbons. We're thinking about remembrance, the things that we need to remember in life. And there's so much we should. If I could have my volunteers again.
My young men.
Okay, I don't know if I have enough of these. We can go as far as we can. You can just divide them up there. And let's see, if you still have the little stickers there, whoever had those, you could hand out another one of those to everyone. Okay, we're going to hand out a red ribbon here this time. Red ribbon. I thought I had one of those, but I guess I lost mine. So, okay. A red ribbon. Now let's go to Deuteronomy 6 when you get a moment there. Deuteronomy 6:4. So the blue ribbon should make us think of the scriptures. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Okay. And verse 4. Deuteronomy 6:4. The Bible says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine what? Heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. So we're to love God with all of our hearts. Okay? Everyone get one? So when we think of red, you know, this is Valentine's time, and people are thinking of the color red and hearts and things like that. The Bible says we're to love the Lord our God with all thine heart. What does that really mean? What does it really mean to love God with all of our hearts? Let's look in chapter 11, Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to what? To love the Lord your God, and to serve him with what? All your heart, and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves that your what? Your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and worship other gods, serve other gods and worship them. So verse 13 told us to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart. And if we do not, then verse 16 will be true. Then we'll end up serving false gods. We'll end up spending our lives in things that do not really count for eternity. Notice with me in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Matthew 6 and verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where what? Your treasure is, there will what? Your heart be also. So, I guess I do have it. So, if you want to add that little red ribbon to think about your heart, where is my heart? Where is your heart? As I mentioned, you think about this time of the year, all these red hearts. My fingernails are not near long enough to do this. I don't know about yours. They make those really difficult, don't they? Okay, well, I won't be able to stick mine on here. Okay, well, I hope you have better success than I do there, but we need to make sure that we are serving God with all of our hearts. And you know, we can't serve two masters. This same chapter tells us that. Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And it's things that often get in our way, doesn't it? And I think with America, that's part of our country's problem, is things have gotten in our way before God. There's so many electronic gadgets. There's just so many things to take our time and our money away from God. It's like, oh, I got to check online. What's the latest news? But have we spent time in the Word of God? That's where we need to be. So where is our heart? May the red ribbon cause us to think about that. Okay, I have my volunteers again. Okay, with a sticker. And we're going to hand out a white ribbon. Now, some of these have the sticker on them. These don't stick so well, do they? Okay, a white ribbon. What might a white ribbon symbolize? They would help us remember something. How about Revelation 19? Revelation 19, 7. Revelation 19, 7. When you think of white, what do you think of? Maybe weddings. What is true of a wedding? Why is a wedding dress white? Well, it's supposed to symbolize the purity of the bride who's kept herself pure for that special man. That's why it's white. Well, let's look at the symbolism of white here. In Revelation 19:7, Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him for the what? The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. And then what does it say? Clean and white. For the fine linen is what? The righteousness of saints. So it symbolizes purity in our lives before God. Our thoughts, our hearts, our motives, our actions, are they pure before God? We would do well to remember the white ribbon and remember that God has called us to holiness, to purity in life. Look in Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. We have forgotten, have we not? This world is so vile and wicked, it's like in the days of Noah. The imagination of their thoughts was only evil continually. And that's about all that Hollywood produces, is an evil continual diet. Is it any wonder that people have such evil thoughts when that is what they fill their minds with? Day in and day out. Revelation 7, 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with what? White robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in what? White robes. And whence came they? And I said unto them, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them what? White. White in what? The blood of the Lamb. Have your sins been forgiven? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. Have your sins been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Can you wear a white garment because your sins are washed away by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross? Have you placed your faith and trust in him? That's the only way to have that white garment. That's verse 14, once again, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Listen, our righteousness is all of Jesus, because all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. So the blue ribbon, making us think, remembering the scriptures, the red ribbon, causing us to think, where is our love? Where are our hearts this morning? The white ribbon. Have we been to Jesus Christ and his blood to wash away our sins? Is that our trust? Jesus' righteousness. Not my righteousness, but his alone. And then, guys, if I could have you come again. Okay, now we have a purple ribbon. What does purple symbolize? Let's go to Mark 15 while they prepare those to hand out. Mark chapter 15. Mark 15, and we'll start in verse 17 in a moment. And we see that the purple symbolizes the royalty. Mark chapter 15, verse 17. The Bible says, and they clothed him with what? Purple, and platted a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had what? Mocked him, they took off what? The purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. When they were crucifying Jesus, they took his clothes from him and put on a purple garment. And then they mocked him. They mocked him because they didn't believe he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So they were mocking him, but mocking him as a king, they put purple upon him. So purple signifying royalty. Find the same thing back in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 8. When Mordecai was honored, they put purple upon him. Esther chapter 8 and verse 15. Esther 8, 15. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen, and what? Purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. So Mordecai was honored, and so they put purple upon him. You know, are we living in such a way that people know that we are children of the king? Does anyone know that we are children of the king? Would a ribbon of the purple remind us? When I go out today, I'm a child of the king. I've received Christ as my Savior. I do not want to do anything to bring reproach upon my Savior. You know, children of the king would be watched all the time. You know, if you're a child of the president or someone important, people watch you all the time. We need to be so careful how we live, how we act, what we say. Notice in Matthew chapter 5. And verse 16, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. The Bible says, let your light what? So shine. Have you ever talked to someone and the person said, well, yes, I am a Christian. I've received Christ as my Savior. But I feel that my faith is a private matter. I've had a lot of people say that to me. But is that what the Bible says we should be like? If we are children of light, there is no way that we can hide the light because there's darkness all about us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, how might we do that? Well, look at Matthew 5, verse 44. Matthew 5, 44. Do any of you guys have other men at work that despise you because you're a Christian? You might. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you what? Love your enemies. And then how, God? What does it say? Bless them that curse you. Well, someone curses you out, swears at you, what should you say? God bless you. God bless you. You see, it's not retaliation. It's love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that what? Hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of who? Your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as who? Your Father which is in heaven is perfect. See, somehow, God wants to use us to get their attention. And it means us dying to self, doesn't it? So someone swears at me, God bless you. Are we saying that God bless you in the sense I hope you keep swearing? No. It's God bless you in the sense I pray that God will bring you to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. That's what God wants us to do, how to get their attention. Okay, if I could have my volunteers again. This is the last ribbon we'll hand out here. But let's go to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. This is a sparkly ribbon. What should this cause us to think of? Well, if you cut your fingernails, probably about right now, you wish you would have waited because these are hard to get off. Daniel chapter 12. Okay, so we've looked at a blue ribbon to make us think of the scriptures. We've handed out a red ribbon to make us think about our hearts. Where are our hearts this morning? We've handed out a white ribbon symbolizing righteousness, pureness, holiness. How much do we think about that? Or how much do we just think about being so much like this old world? We've handed out a purple ribbon, causing us to think about royalty. We are children of the King. And whether you like it or not, when you are a child of someone important, everyone watches you. But in our case, praise God. Let's point them to Jesus Christ. But now, this sparkling ribbon. What about this one? Daniel 12, verse 3. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. I started verse 2, I'm sorry. Verse 3. And they that be wise shall what? Shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as what? The stars forever and ever. Just think about that. If we invest our lives in pointing people to Jesus Christ. The Bible says here that we will shine, they turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You think about the stars, just the endless. You know, the more powerful telescopes they get, it's just the further they can see. The more stars and the more galaxies and the more sparkling things they can see out there. Just what a beautiful picture. Just it's like endless, the stars from what we can see. And you just think about eternity. Eternity is endless. And think about that. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. How much do we think about that? Would the sparkly ribbon help us to think about, you know, if I invest my life in trying to get the Word of God out to people, it will bring eternal results to glorify our Father. And notice with me in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. How much do we remember? And how much of our day is just a daily rut or routine? How much of our days and weeks and months and years are spent focusing on eternity? Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's got to be a heart decision. Have you made that decision from your heart? Have you acknowledged that Jesus is the Christ? The word Christ means Messiah. The Messiah, the Christ, is God in the flesh, John 1:14. We beheld the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. That's Jesus Christ. He's called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Have you acknowledged that Jesus is the Christ, that he's God in the flesh, and that he came to this earth through a miraculous virgin birth, that he lived a perfect, sinless life, and then he died on the cross, bearing our sin in his own body on the tree. He was buried. He rose again in victory from the grave, proving that his blood was sufficient to pay for our sin, to wash away our sin. He ever lives now to make intercession for us. And he's coming again. Are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus Christ? I know I'm missing the red ribbon up here. Gonna get the sticky thing off. But with these ribbons, what do you think? Are we walking through life in ignorance because we don't know the Bible, because we're not reading it? We need to start reading it, shouldn't we? We need to get in the Word of God. That made that blue ribbon. You know, when that young man broke God's law and perished, that's when God said, okay, you need to remember my word. You need to put a ribbon of blue on your garment so you'll remember to be reading my word and obeying it. The red to cause us to think about where our hearts are. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Where's our hearts? The white ribbon, holiness, purity. Do we really desire to be holy before God? Well, that only happens through his blood, his righteousness. The purple ribbon, we're children of the King when we are saved. But are we acting like it? You know, children of important people, and important people are followed constantly by people with cameras. Well, God doesn't need a camera. He sees everything. He's everywhere. And then the sparkling ribbon there. If you notice in verse 15, Romans 10:15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are what? The feet of them that what? Preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. When we leave the house, do we have our gospel shoes on? You know, if we leave the house with that thought, who can I talk to about the Lord? Who can I give a gospel tract to? Where can I leave a gospel tract? When I leave the house, if the gospel is on my mind, it's going to make a difference how I walk, isn't it? It is. It's going to make a difference how I act. It's going to make a difference how I talk, because I'm leaving the house. I want beautiful feet. I want gospel feet. I want gospel shoes to remember to share Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these reminders today, Father, this man, this young man perished because he was not ignorant of the word of God. He just disobeyed it. He did not remember to do it. Lord, please forgive us for all the times we forget to obey your word. May you help us not to be ignorant of it, and may you help us not to be rebellious and go against it. Lord, please may these little ribbons be reminders to us that we have a responsibility in life. We're here not by accident, but by your divine command and decree. And you have something for us to do, or we wouldn't be here. Lord, I pray if there should be one here today that's never received Christ, I pray this morning before they leave, they would receive you. And please help us as Christians to follow you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn, please, to 170.